Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Life can be unpredictable. One moment, everything seems to be going well, and the next, we find ourselves facing challenges we never expected. Hard times can shake our faith, making us question where God is in the midst of it all. But even in our darkest moments, His promises remain true. Today, we're diving into a message of hope, one that reminds us that no matter what we face, we can trust in God's unshakable word. Today's topic is hope in difficult times, and our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
Romans chapter 8 verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
In December 1914, a fire broke out in Thomas Edison's factory in New Jersey. The fire consumed years of hard work, prototypes, and research. Thomas Edison's son, Charles, recalls that as the flames engulfed everything, his father calmly watched. When Charles found him, Edison simply told him, "Go get your mother and all her friends. They will never see a fire like this again." He added, "Although I am over 67 years old, I will start all over again tomorrow." Rather than despair, Edison saw an opportunity. Edison noticed that firefighters had trouble seeing in the smoky darkness. Because of that, 2 days later, he invented a battery-powered searchlight. Not long, within 3 weeks, Edison and his team had finished rebuilding the factory, and production was up and running again. Now, I don't know about you, but if everything you had worked for went up in flames overnight, you'd probably be crushed. But Edison had hope. He chose to see beyond his present disaster, and cling to the belief that a future still existed. Doesn't that sound familiar? Life sometimes feels like a fire, consuming everything in its path, leaving us feeling hopeless. But friends, even in the ashes, God's promises stand firm for you. Have you ever been in a situation where life felt unbearable? Maybe you've faced loss, financial hardship, or even deep loneliness. In times like these, it's easy to wonder, "God, where are you?" If you've ever asked that, you're not alone. The psalmist also had similar experience when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Psalm 22 verse 1. Even Jesus quoted this on the cross. But here's the good news. God never abandoned His people. In Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, He says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's a promise. And God keeps his promises. So how do we cling to God's promises when life is falling apart? When things go wrong, we sometimes shrink God down to the size of our problems. But let's remind ourselves. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Revelation chapter 22 verse 13. The same God who parted the Red Sea, fed thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and raised the dead is the one holding your life together. Do you trust him? When storms rage, the Bible is your anchor. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 tells us to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Meditate on God's promises daily. Speak them over your life. Write them down. Let them drown out fear and anxiety out of you. In the book of Acts chapter 16 verse 25, when Paul and Silas were in prison, beaten and chained, they prayed and sang hymns. And guess what? God moved, broke their chains, and doors opened. What would happen if we prayed not just in desperation, but in expectation? I declare as you pray, doors shall open unto you in Jesus' name. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on your life. What promise from God has carried you through tough times? Have you ever looked back and realized how God was working in your struggles? What step can you take today to build your hope in him? Life will have its fires, some small, some devastating, but no matter what you face, remember, God's promises are unshakable. You are not alone. He is with you. So go into today with confidence, knowing that the one who holds the stars also holds your future. Choose hope. Cling to his promises. And move forward, believing that even when you can't see it, he is working all things out for your good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our refuge in difficult times. We acknowledge that life's struggles can sometimes overwhelm us, but we choose to place our hope in you. Help us to remember your faithfulness, hold on to your word, and stay connected to those who uplift us. Strengthen our faith so that we may trust in your promises even when we cannot see the way forward. We believe that you are working all things for our good, and we rest in the assurance that your plans for us are full of hope and a future. Bless us, and grant us victory in all our ways as we go today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Numbers chapter 3 and chapter 4. And for the evening, Mark chapter 3 verse 22 to 35. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.